Have you ever been in this position, right? So you're in a company and sign the contract and you get a salary and you get told, okay, this is your job within the business. And then sometime down the line, the company says, oh, we need to innovate. We need to get ourselves out of here. We need to make sure that we stay on top of this particular curve and we don't only innovate when things go bad. So if you guys come up with great ideas, we're happy to give you a cup of coffee and maybe even send you away for a weekend for those ideas. But the question is it enough? Because what a lot of those businesses do is they take your great idea, they implement it, sometimes they make millions, and you see absolutely nothing for it. And there are clauses within contracts that state that if you work for a particular business and you've come up with a particular idea, the company automatically owns the IP. Now, is that legal? Now, the best person to speak to about that is Bernard Hartz. He's head of business crimes and investigations at Worksman's Attorneys. Bernard, good morning and all the best for 2019, my friend.
Good morning, Kino. Same to you. Nice to speak to you again.
Great to chat to you too. Bernard, the contracts are different, but I think if we look at this, from a high-level view, if you look at what some of these contracts say about IP if you work for a particular business, can you give us a rundown of what currently exists out there?
Kino, the most important thing to realize is that our law recognizes the validity of contracts. So people need to be very, very cautious when they don't just sign on the dotted line. The famous cliche, you sign on the dotted line, but you don't read the terms and conditions. You need to understand that what you are binding yourself to as an employee is you are going to be employed by your employer for which you are going to earn a remuneration. And the contracts, in a number of instances, as you've said, expressly provide that should you innovate, as you said, something which arises out of your intellectual activity, the ownership in that, the propriety in that, will vest in your employer. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. So my advice is that read your contract carefully. If, for instance, you innovate something that is unrelated to your employment, don't just sit back and think nothing will come of it. Because, you know, people only tend to look at you when things are going really well. So
yes,
if you innovate something that's going to make a lot of money, all of a sudden people are going to try and assert rights. So if, for instance, you innovate something that's unrelated to your employment, rather be upfront about it. Say to your employer, listen, I've developed this. It's unrelated to my employment. Get it in writing that they don't want to assert any rights whatsoever to that and that you can enjoy the fruits. But if it's something that's related to your employment specifically, that's catered for expressly in your contract, it might sound unfair, but you as an employee get remunerated monthly by your employer.
Absolutely. But I mean, if it's related, if it's not related, you can then very clearly state that this is mine and I am asserting the rights to my particular idea. They don't have automatic rights to your idea contractually.
Absolutely. Get clarity up front.
Yeah.
You know, and it's very important to make sure that you can't skate on thin ice, because it's got to be something that's clearly unrelated.
Yeah.
But if it is clearly unrelated, be upfront. Your employer has no right. They can't all of a sudden assert a right. But rather get clarity upfront and get it in writing.
Exactly. And I mean, if you're an employer worth your salt and you understand the concept of shared value within a business context, you'd probably get more out of your employees if you offered them some type of remuneration for it, ongoing percentage-wise, and not behave the way Vodacom has been, for example.
The object of every company must be to make a profit. But in order to make a profit, you have to have a happy workforce.
Exactly. Well, apparently they don't teach that in management school. Anyway, Bernard Hartz, thank you very much for joining us. Always a pleasure chatting to you, sir. All the best for 2019. Bernard Hartz, the head of business crimes and investigations at Worksman's.